What it is we've got 10 films, and they come from all over the world, and they're new filmmakers and short films. We get to watch these films and actually judge which ones we like the best, and we send in the votes, and we are voting with people across the world for what we like best of these short films. And the winners will be announced Monday, October 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so after people view the movies, they'll be able to vote. I'll collect those votes, and then I send in the results to the Manhattan Short Central Headquarters, and they compile the votes.
So that's a pretty quick turnaround from Thursday night voting to the winners being announced the next Monday.
Oh, yes. And this film festival itself is going on for about a week. We're showing the films on Thursday night at 7 p.m., but other venues may have shown it on Wednesday, or we'll be showing it on Saturday or Friday. And so across the world, we are collecting those votes, and with the internet, it's great. We can send those votes in immediately, and they compile them quickly.
Now, the voting, is that just an individual basis, so each person's vote goes all the way to the film festival, or is it a group thing where there's a consensus on the best film?
It is each individual vote, so your vote does count. No, we don't say which is the best from Petersburg. It's your individual vote. You'll get a little card. It'll have the names of all the shorts on them, and then you have that chance to vote at the very end.
Okay, so you've done this a number of times before. You know, how good are these films? You mentioned there's 10 of them. These are the finalists of this film festival.
Oh, well, I mean, they really do range. They range from drama to comedy, and last year one of the films had everybody laughing so hard they were in tears. And, I mean, yeah, just for that one film, it was worth coming to see all the rest of them. Not that the rest of them weren't great either, but they are a notch above, and you really do have to make a great film to be able to tell a story in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I think I was looking on the website, and I'm going to throw out a lot of numbers, but 589 entries from 47 countries, and we're talking about viewing the top 10.
Right. Yes, that's correct. And like I said, I have been amazed, and people who have seen them have come to the short film festival before. They want to come back, and they look forward to it every year.
Okay, and I know that this has been promoted as an adult event, so there could be some adult content in the films.
That's correct. When we had first started this, we did not know. We were given no warnings, and then one of the first films, and there were a few kids in the audience, and they did leave. And, you know, sometimes there's language, sometimes there is things of a sexual nature. And so we do say that it should be for adults.
And how long does the event last? I mean, they're all short films, but what time should people show up at the library?
Please be here by 7, because it's 2 hours, 2 hours and 10 minutes, because we do have a 10-minute break in between. And they actually have that programmed into their DVD that we show.
So they have an order.
Yes.
That they want you to watch the films?
Correct. So we're going to try and stick with that timetable.
Okay, and this is not a free event?
No, it's not. We give half of the proceeds back to the Manhattan Short, and so there is a $10 charge, and the library gets to keep half, and half goes to Manhattan Short.
All right, well, thank you so much for that information.
Thank you.